This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 28th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Supreme Court today offered its Chevron ruling. Mary Thomas Hart with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says justices ruled 6-3 to turn back a 40-year-old process in the federal government.
So the decision today undoes Chevron deference. It kind of eliminates that doctrine or that precedent. So the agencies no longer have that really broad interpretive authority. I think it's going to go a long way in kind of pushing the reset button on our federal balance of powers.
Hart says the decision draws a line between regulatory agencies and Congress.
We've gotten so used to letting agency staff, letting the administration, whatever that administration might be, make those tough decisions, get into the weeds, make those technical calls. But my argument would be that, yeah, even though that's what we're used to, that's not necessarily how the framers intended our country to run. There are always going to be, and I think increasingly more so, those really technical decisions that we need to leave up to experts that work at those agencies. But for policy decisions, for line drawing exercises, for determining who is and who isn't subject to regulation, those are decisions that Congress needs to make.
Travis Cushman with the American Farm Bureau says decision points a finger at Congress.
It's Congress's job to write the laws, not the agencies, not the courts. And this really does tell Congress, if you want to write a law that regulates in a certain way, you need to do that. You need to be explicit about that. You can't have presidential administrations every 4 years changing and creating new laws as they see fit.
Cushman says the ruling stands for pending and future policy issues.
This ruling will apply to all currently pending cases, any future pending cases. And what it does is it means the courts will have to be the ones that figure out what the statute says. They will not be asking the agency, what do you want it to say? The courts themselves will have to figure out these hard questions. That's what the courts are supposed to do. Courts were created to figure out these, you know, statutory questions, not the agencies.
Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says the ruling is a two-edged sword.
Those implications can cut both ways. Again, there are regulations like this tailpipe regulation where we think EPA overdid it. They abused their discretion. They exceeded their authority under the Clean Air Act. By crafting this regulation that Congress never intended for.
Cooper says favorable ag rulings could also come into question by the rule. Well, the Department of Agriculture reported Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program overpayment rates for 2023 were over 10%, underpayment rates just under 1.7%. In response to the numbers, Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman and House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson said, while SNAP is a critical nutritional program for households in need, any level of erroneous payments is a misuse of taxpayer dollars. With more than $10 billion in overpayments in 2023, the level of erroneous payments remains shockingly high. Secretary Vilsack needs to step up to the plate and stop making excuses for states that carelessly mishandle taxpayer dollars. Iowa Senators Charles Grassley, Joni Ernst, and the entire congressional delegation from that state are calling on the Department of Agriculture to fill research and response gaps related to HPAI. Senator Grassley said, quote, most of the concerns he's hearing around the unknown effects bird flu has on dairy herds. The legislators are calling for USDA to streamline the process for producer compensation at fair market value, to revise poultry indemnity tables to reflect fair market value of infected birds, and to accelerate research on producer mitigation strategies. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bill impacts food security, jobs, conservation, risk management, and addresses hunger. The time is now for a new Farm Bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.